Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has called on Ghanaians to have confidence in the country's electoral process, since that is the only way it can achieve free, fair and credible elections. He said if political rivals and their supporters do not believe the electoral process to be free and fair, that will be a catalyst for disaster and ultimately resort to less peaceful methods. Speaking at the 12th annual Krontini Akwemu Lectures on credible and peaceful elections in Accra, Mr. Annan said the street must not be allowed to take the place of the ballot box. Sally Futapri has filed this report.
Mr. Kofi Annan described Ghana's democracy as one of the finest on the continent, hence the need to protect its enviable democratic credentials. He appealed to Ghanaians, irrespective of their political persuasions, to give peace a chance. He stressed the need for stakeholders in the election to strive to avoid electoral violence that may have the tendency to destabilize the peace the nation is enjoying. Mr. Annan said politics should not be left to politicians alone because of its importance and sensitive nature, hence the need for all to play a vital role to enhance the country's peace.
Democracy depends on the lively participation of organized civil society in political life. Politics is too important to be left to politicians alone. We all have a role. By organizing such events, CDD Ghana is making a valuable contribution to our democracy, which is still comparatively young. We must remember that elections are a mechanism for the arbitration of political rivalries and peaceful and democratic rotation of leadership. If political rivals and their supporters do not believe the electoral process to be free and fair, then they will ultimately resort to less peaceful means to change political direction. We must not let the street take the place of the ballot box. But that requires credible elections. For elections to be credible, it will have to meet three criteria: inclusiveness, transparency, accountability, to build confidence amongst the electorates and to earn the trust of the public.
Mr. Annan said the integrity of Ghana's election makes it imperative for stakeholders, especially political parties, to be given a level playing field to operate.
Today, almost every leader claims to govern by democratic principles, and governments organize periodic elections, most of which are open and fair. But there are many leaders and regimes who manipulate the system to make sure they win. In other words, rather than impose their rule through brute force, these leaders are tempted to subvert the legal and democratic framework. It is ruled by law rather than rule of law. Regimes have developed a multitude of methods, some more subtle than others, to ensure that the level playing fields are limited to sports competitions only. This may work in the short run, but it is a dangerous strategy in the long run, for democracies without credible elections are no democracies at all.